Come along and join correspondent Simo Nylander as he shares insights about Finland's national pastime, pesäpallo, where women rule.
I'm your host, Simo Nylander, reporting about baseball in Finland. Siilinjärvi, Finland. Who's on first? Finnish pesäpallo is similar to American baseball, but not quite. When my Finnish friend Maria asked, "Would you like to go to a pesäpallo game?" I responded, "Why, sure. You did say baseball, didn't you?" No, you heard me right. Our Finnish summer pastime pesäpallo is similar to American baseball, but there are definite differences. Our version of baseball was developed in the 1920s by Professor Lauri Pihkala as a training tool for the Finnish military. Maria explained that the game honed critical skills for a soldier's survival, such as hand-eye coordination, dexterity in throwing a hand grenade, running, sliding, and working as a team. The military connection with pesäpallo explains why, if you have two strikes against you in Finland, you've been wounded twice. And if you strike out, you're killed. The game is by no means limited to military preparedness. Maria commented as we drove past an elementary school playground where kids were practicing pesäpallo. "We all played the game in school. Today, almost every school kid plays, and they have their own national championship games as well." As Maria boasted about the kids' obsession with the sport, her girlfriend leaned forward from the back seat of the car and whispered to me, "Maria was a top player in her school, but she's much too shy to tell you." Nationwide, more Finnish women play pesäpallo than men, and more women's teams qualify to play in Super Pesäpallo League. Maria outlined the basics of the game as we sat in the bleachers in Siilinjärvi watching the men's team trump their rivals. There are 9 players on each team, 9 innings per game. After 3 hitters strike out, the teams change places. Those are the fundamental similarities between Finnish pesäpallo and American baseball. She then noted some of pesäpallo's distinctions. The pitcher stands next to the hitter and throws the ball straight up, a minimum 1 meter. Once the batter has struck the ball, the pitcher assumes the role of catcher. In addition to a team's regular 9 batters, they also maintain 3 jokers, as in wild card, who can step in as needed to bat out of sequence. As we watched the game, I asked the mayor of Siilinjärvi, seated next to me, "Isn't it quite dangerous for a pitcher to stand so close to the batter?" "Yeah, it can be," he responded. "Why, last week, a pitcher caught the bat in his mouth and we had to hunt around in the dirt for a few of his teeth." If a fly ball is caught by an outfielder, the hitter's not necessarily out. The hitter keeps on batting as each fly ball counts as a wound. A single bad pitch warrants a walk, and a hitter can pass on a hit and continue batting through 3 strikes before deciding to run. Confused? So was I. As Maria described the layout of a pesäpallo field, I instantly recalled Abbott Costello's classic skit, "Who's on First?" She explained, the pesäpallo field is not laid out on the familiar diamond shape. Players run diagonally, with first base halfway between American baseball's third and home. From there, it's another diagonal run to second base, which is where our first base is located. Then it's on to third, close to where the second base and then home plate. But wait. A home run is scored when a player arrives at third ahead of the ball. Following their homer on third, a player remains on third and continues as a normal runner. The entire team presently at bat stands in a semicircle ring behind the batter, and they chant out in unison the current location of the ball to their fellow players on base. In contrast to the legendary hand signals and body language associated with American catchers and base coaches, Finnish coaches, managers called pelinjohtajas, employ a series of brightly painted sticks held up in the air like a peacock feather fan to signal the players on base. On this day in Siilinjärvi, a town of approximately 21,000, 12 miles from Kuopio, approximately 400 people showed up to root for the home team. Yesterday, though, when the Siilinjärvi's women's team played, more than 2,000 avid fans were in the stands. The Siilinjärvi women's team plays in the Superpesis, Pesäpallo League, whereas the men have not yet qualified for the upper division. When I asked the mayor why so many more fans came to watch the women's yesterday, he shrugged his shoulders and said, many stayed away today because not everyone knew they would win the match. There are more than 2,600 teams in Finnish National Baseball League, and more than 800,000 fans come to watch the annual national championship games. How much do the players earn each season, I asked the mayor. Oh, he chuckled, it's quite minimal. After expenses, they're paid percentage of ticket revenue, but it's really not much at all. At the conclusion of this day's game in Siilinjärvi, the winning team's outstanding player was awarded with great ceremony a set of plastic dishes. It was refreshing to experience the Finnish national pastime that embodies all of the best attributes of a long-vanished age of innocence in America when people played sports because it was fun, period. An innocent era that is very much still alive in Finland. For further information about the Finnish baseball, you can find them online at baseball.fi/ or internationalbaseball.org/finland.htm. I'm your host, Simo Nylander.
Correspondent Simo Nylander is a native-born speaker from Finland. He came to America at a very young age with his parents and settled in California. Growing up in Santa Barbara, he became a Dodger fan and played baseball in school. Eventually, he married and settled in San Luis Obispo County and worked in television, then as a video freelancer, before opening a production company locally. Simo still speaks the language and has returned many times to Finland to visit his extensive family, including his brother, who now resides there.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
This is Roseanne Cash, and I'm sitting here with Tom Wilmer. Please support your local NPR station.
I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. If I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.